We're going to look now at this error, which has been acknowledged by the State Exams Commission in the mathematics paper, the higher level maths paper for the Leaving Cert yesterday. The Commission has said that when the papers are corrected, the error will be taken into account to ensure that no candidates are disadvantaged. Joining us now is Catherine Lewis, who teaches maths in at Rathdown School in Dublin. She's also a member of the Council of the Irish Maths Teachers Association. Good morning and thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
And I know you were at a meeting of maths teachers to discuss the paper, as usual, in Dublin last night. What was the error and what was its effect?
Right. Basically, on the English version of the paper, there were two errors. One error was, if you read the English language, it says that the ship turns through an angle of 124 degrees, which would mean that that should be an exterior angle to the triangle. In the diagram, it is an interior angle. However, most students would just go straight to the diagram and work from the diagram. And that was fine. You start working from the diagram. It seems a very easy question. And many students, and I want to reassure them on this, they would have dropped the vertical down, used the basic idea of the sine is the opposite over the hypotenuse, and got a value for the height of the triangle. Very good students, however, might have wondered why such a trivial question was on an honours Leaving Cert paper. So they might have checked their answer, which can be done on a calculator in 2 seconds using the other side of the triangle. And then you get a different answer. And then the very good students start wondering, you know, the same triangle can't have two different heights.
So what did it do to some of your... You seem to be saying the better you are, the better at maths you are, the more likely you are to find the problem and be thrown by it.
Well, I will put it to you this way. I was meeting my students after the exam and one of my very good students came to me afterwards. And one of the first things she said to me was, I couldn't find the height of the triangle. And I didn't have the paper then to have a look at. So when I went home and I had a copy of the paper and I went through it and I followed the diagram and I did it. And I thought, why is she having such a problem with this? Didn't make sense to me. So I did the check. And then I suddenly found that doing it one way, you get an answer of about 47, whatever it is, kilometres. The other way, you get an answer of 37 kilometres. That's a big difference.
Now, I know you didn't have anyone doing it through Irish, but you were at this meeting where obviously teachers who were dealing with students who took it through Irish. If you were doing it through Irish, was there no problem?
Well, there was a problem, yes, because in the Irish paper, as I understand it, the angle of 36 degrees was left out. Now, the problem on the English paper is that the triangle is not consistent. The triangle doesn't work. Okay, the 36 degrees is a wrong angle.
Yeah, but in Irish?
In Irish, they didn't put it in, so they could have worked out the question. However, the invigilators were alerted to the fact that it was missing the angle of 36 degrees. So they, as I understand it, announced to the students to put in the angle of 36 degrees.
So
everyone
again
had the same problem.
OK, well, we'll see what they make of that. Now, I know you want to talk about a number of problems with other papers. Let's talk particularly, you mentioned two, the ordinary level pilot school leaving cert. This is a pilot project in some schools, not in all.
Yes. Before Project Maths was introduced to all schools in the country, I think it was in the beginning, 24 schools piloted it for 3 years to hopefully iron out some of the problems, see some of the issues.
Right. So we know we're talking about the correct term for it is what?
These are the pilot schools.
Yeah. So what's it called?
What, Project Maths? Our maths course is Project Maths.
Okay.
There's nothing other than Project Maths now,
but
effectively.
But this is only in some schools.
But this refers to, there is on at the Leaving Cert, about 20% of the Leaving Cert paper on paper one was different to everyone else's. Okay. Everyone had the same paper two. Paper one, the calculus section, was different between the pilot schools and the rest
the
of the country.
In the pilot schools, what was the problem?
Ordinary level, pilot school, there was a 25-mark question broken up into A, B and C. The problem was that Part B and Part C are from the old syllabus. They're not on the Project Maths
syllabus. So people were asked a question that they wouldn't have prepared for or studied for?
No, not at all.
Big problem.
Big problem for them.
Representing how many marks?
Well, if I were giving this exam, it would have represented 80% was not on the syllabus.
Okay. The other problem was with the Leaving Certificate Foundation Level paper.
Yes, there was a problem with the Leaving Certificate Foundation Level paper, question 5, the nets of a pyramid and the surface area of a pyramid, both of which are not on the syllabus. There was also in question 10A a foundation notation incorrect, something incorrect. On Leaving Certificate Paper 2, Project Maths Phase 1, 6B, constructions of transformations are not on the syllabus. Again, this is only for the pilot schools. Leaving Certificate Higher Level Paper 1, the only integration was asked, the integration of sign, which is no longer on the syllabus.
OK, but serious problems, obviously. The first thing is to remind anyone or anyone's parents who's listening is that the Commission will take all of this into account.
Yes.
But having said that, is this a particularly bad year?
I think it is reflective of what a lot of teachers have been saying. The syllabus is not detailed enough. It's not clear enough. We are also dealing with the fact that in 2012, 2013, 2014 and 2015, we have slightly different syllabuses at Leaving Cert and Junior Cert, Honours and Ordinary Level. And it's small bits that are changing from one to another, so it's very easy to make mistakes. So the maths teachers have been looking for greater clarity of the syllabus, a much more detailed syllabus, and we have been told, no, we can't have that.
But in the meantime, the State Exam Commission have a lot to do to sort all this out. More than usual.
Well, I have never in 20 years of going to these meetings have so many errors come up. You know, yeah, there are a lot of small errors. Perhaps... It would seem to me, if I were doing this at a level at school and I'd produced a paper like this, it would be because I was in a rush and I hadn't had enough time if I did it.
All right, food for thought. Catherine Lewis, maths teacher in Rathdown School, thank you very much for talking to us. I won't say you made everything clear, but then how could you? It is very complicated, but you've made it pretty clear, considering. Thank you very much.